Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. Today we're going to start the first of a two-part series on ice fishing previews. We're going to start with the Western Lakes this week and the Eastern Lakes next week. My first guest this week is Southwest Fisheries District Supervisor Jeff Hendrickson. Jeff, how are the Southwest District Lakes shaping up as far as ice conditions and access?
So far we don't have much ice. Yeah, we did for a while, and now lakes are opening up again, so anglers really want to be careful right now. But as soon as we get cold again, it'll ice up pretty good.
Okay, let's move into your fish populations. How are the walleye populations in the Southwest?
Walleye populations are doing pretty good. Lakes like Lake Chida, Patterson Lake has really good walleye population. Indian Creek, of course, really good walleye population. And then Bowman Haley, the standard four that always have good walleye populations.
Okay, how about Northern Pike?
Northern Pike, similar. Larson Lake would be a good place to go for Northern Pike. Gascoyne, and again, the big three reservoirs, Patterson, Bowman Haley, and Hart Butte would be good for Northerns.
Let's talk about some of your panfish, like bluegills. Last summer we did some bluegill transplants. How's the bluegill ice fishing going to be this year?
Bluegill fishing should be good. Mott Watershed have good numbers of bluegill. Camel's Hump Lake going to have good numbers of bluegill. Odland Dam, Indian Creek. We transported bluegills into Raleigh Reservoir last year. We eradicated that a couple years ago, and it's shaping up pretty good. Right now it's actually got good fishable populations of yellow perch, bluegill, and walleye.
Okay, speaking of yellow perch, how about some yellow perch lakes?
Yellow perch, we're looking at the standard Indian Creek. It's always good, but, you know, they don't get very big there, but you can catch lots of perch there. Larson Lake won't be as good as last year, but it's going to have a good number of perch in it. And Patterson Lake and Odland Dam, all four of them are going to be pretty good.
Okay. Overall, how's ice fishing going to be in the Southwest District this year?
Ice fishing should be pretty good, you know, if we get ice. It's always a question in the Southwest. You know, we never really get the 2 feet like every other part of the state, but if we get ice, it should be good.
Okay. Thanks for joining me today, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Joining me now is North Central District Fishery Supervisor Jason Lee. Jason, some of your lakes overlap into the eastern part of the state and the western part of the state. And you got a lot of district lakes, and you also have Lake Audubon. How are ice conditions and access shaping up so far this year?
Well, they've gotten worse than they were before. They were pretty good earlier, and then we had some really warm weather and some windy days. And for example, Lake Audubon was getting some ice fishing pressure on the east end of the lake early. A bunch of people out there on 6-8 inches of ice. It warmed up. The area along the embankment completely opened up again from being froze. So some pretty sketchy conditions in some of the lakes.
Yep. Okay. A little different than last year at this time.
It is, yeah. A lot different. But the good news is we don't have a bunch of snow, so access down the roads to the lake should be better.
Okay. I want to move into our walleye populations, Jason. How are the walleyes doing in your district?
Good. As far as angling activity in the winter, Lake Audubon always comes to mind in the North Central District. That's our most popular walleye lake, and we did our netting survey out there this summer, and anglers can expect a good number of 14 to 19 inch walleyes this year. That's kind of what showed up in our netting, a lot of fish that size, and there's some bigger ones in there too. So.
Okay. How about district lakes?
Yeah, some of the other ones that showed good catches, New John's Lake, moving up north in that Anamoose country, Clear Lake, Antelope Lake, both have good numbers and size of walleye. Moving up north farther into the Turtle Mountains, Lake Mitigoshi was good.
Okay, let's move on to your northern pike population.
Sure. We've got a number of good pike lakes in the district. One that typically receives a lot of activity in the winter is Buffalo Lodge Lake. Okay. Lake Metagoshi has some big northern pike in it. McCody Lake has been a good producer of pike for a number of years. And then up north of Turtle Lake, Long Lake and Crooked Lake both are doing well for northern pike right now.
Okay, and let's move on to panfish.
Sure. Lake Metagoshi for bluegill is one that is always popular in the North Central District. The bluegill continue to do really well in there. They're abundant. There's some nice size fish. So that's one I would recommend for bluegill. Bluegill and crappie in Nelson Lake, down by Centers, is a good spot. Okay. Harmony Lake, just north of Hazen, is another good spot if you want to get out and just catch some bluegills. They aren't as big as in the other lakes, but there's a good number of them.
Okay, how about perch?
Perch in the district, our best perch lakes are probably Clear Lake and Antelope Lake up in that Anamoose country. Another one that has a good number of perch is Makoti Lake.
Okay.
That'd be another one to check out. But as I mentioned earlier, we have some newer walleye lakes in the district. One just east of Underwood, Coal Lake. Okay. They aren't as big as our traditional walleye lakes, and they're not as deep.
Sure.
So there would be a higher potential for winter kill in a tough winter, but Coal Lake would be one. Scooby Lake, south of Benedict, would be another one. And then we've got a couple up south of Drake, Richard Lake and Hints Lake are two other newer walleye lakes.
Okay, so overall ice fishing in the north central part of the state should be good this year?
It should be good, yeah, if the anglers can get on the ice.
Okay, well thanks for joining me this week, Jason.
You bet, thank you.
Joining me now is Dave Frieda. Dave's in charge of the Missouri River System. Dave, a lot of your ice fishing is going to be on Lake Sakakawea, or all of your ice fishing is probably going to be on Lake Sakakawea. Last year at this time, we had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Lake was probably still open when we got the snow. Yep. Lake doesn't normally freeze over until early January.
Usually late December to early January is pretty typical for Sakakawea to ice up.
Okay.
Early December would be, to have much ice by now would be atypical. So.
Okay. One thing in your district is you have the tail race, which stays open most of the year or all the year. How's fishing in the tail race?
This fall was actually pretty decent. The one thing about the tail race is in nice winters when we don't have the ice fishing, the access to the ice is questionable. There's always the river fishing tends to be more active because the weather's better and they can get on the water. But yeah, that's an option throughout the winter, and some winters when we get those nice breaks in the middle of winter, it does get considerable use.
Sure. Walleye fishing on Lake Sakakawea this summer was probably some of the best we've ever seen. How's that going to transcribe into winter ice fishing?
Yeah, as you mentioned, last year was incredible throughout the whole season, essentially from spring through summer it kept up. How it translates into winter fishing on Sakakawea, that's always up in the air. I mean, Sakakawea can be notoriously fickle in the winter time for walleye bite. Some years, a few years ago, we had a good bite throughout the winter, but the walleye population is in phenomenal shape. Again, last summer, by the end of July, when we completed our standard adult survey, our walleye abundance set another record, high abundance since the reservoir was went in. So we have very high abundance of walleyes and lots of fish from 15 to 22 inch range.
Okay.
With some bigger ones and smaller ones also, but there's a lot of fish in that 15 to 22 inch range.
Okay. A lot of people target northern pike on Lake Sakakawea in the wintertime.
Yep. Last winter was a little bit slower on pike. The winter before was pretty good. Again, some of that was access, cold weather. And spearing has been pretty popular, especially on the east end the last few years. But the pike population isn't as high as it was a few years ago. We're still living off some of those big year classes after the water came back in that 2009 to 10-11 era. Abundance is down, but size, there's a lot of trophy pike out there. 15 pound pike are pretty common.
Okay.
Always a chance at one bigger.
So. Sure. Overall fishing this winter, either in the tail race or on Lake Sakakawea, should be good.
The fish population is very good on Sakakawea. How that translates, we do have a lot of food out there, so sometimes the smelt abundance is still high, so sometimes in the wintertime that can lead to a tough bite. The fish really aren't that hungry.
A lot of good information, Dave. Thanks for joining me today. Moving to the northwest part of the state, joining me now is fisheries biologist Aaron Slominski. How are things shaping up in the northwest, Aaron, as far as ice conditions and access?
Well, actually we had some early ice fairly quickly around Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving there, then we got pretty warm. But some of the lakes, the ice kind of held through, I guess. There's been a little bit of ice fishing activity up there.
Okay, let's move into your fish populations. How are the walleyes doing?
We have a few decent walleye lakes. A couple of our better walleye lakes would be Northgate Dam, Blacktail Dam, McGregor Dam. Probably the top three walleye lakes up in the northwest. Okay.
How about Northern Pike?
The two Northern Pike lakes that have been pretty good for the last 5 years or so is Powers Lake, over right by the city of Powers Lake, and Cottonwood Lake up by Alamo.
Okay. And
pretty good pike fishing for the last 5 years or so.
Sure, and that's going to continue?
Yeah, I would think so. Both of them stand a pretty good shot of catching a pike that 30 inches or bigger. Pretty nice pike in both lakes.
Okay, let's move on to your panfish. How about perch?
We're not really flush with a lot of good perch lakes up in the northwest. A couple of lakes that probably offer a better shot at a nice perch would be Ray Reservoir, right in the town of Ray. Or just to catch some perch, Blacktail Dam or Smishick Lake would be a good bet.
Any crappie lakes up in your district, Aaron?
Yeah, Trenton Lake's been a pretty good crappie lake for quite a while now, and there's some pretty nice fish in Trenton Lake right now. It's been pretty consistent. Last year it seemed to pick up late ice, the fishing did, but it was pretty good overall fishing on Trenton last year, so expecting the same this year, hopefully. So.
Okay. Any other panfish?
We got some pretty good bluegill lakes. Leland Dam down in McKenzie County is a pretty good bluegill lake, and Northgate Dam, pretty good bluegill populations at both of them. And Smishick Lake offers a chance of catching a really big bluegill. Not as abundant, but there's some nice fish in there.
Okay. How is overall fishing, ice fishing, going to be this winter in the northwest part of the state?
Well, like last winter, we kind of got stuck with a lot of snow early on. But this year is shaping up pretty good. If we get a little bit colder weather, some of the lakes will hopefully keep their ice and get some good ice this year.
Okay. A lot of good information. Thanks for joining me today.
All right, thank you.
For more information on ice fishing, go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. There's a list of all the district lakes, what's in them, and how to get to them. And again, remember, ice is never 100% safe, especially early in the season. For the Fisheries Division and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.